Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Snyder. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vizquel moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thome hits a pop-up into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Justice moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Giles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Caruso moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Will Cordero, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero fields the ball and throws to Snyder covering. Safe. Justice moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Justice moves to third. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justice scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Giles moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Scott Ayer now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kreuter now catching. David Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kreuter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Vizquel. Ventura scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ordonez moves to third. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Cordero moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Cordero moves to third. Kreuter moves to second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0-for-2 in the game. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordero scores. Kreuter scores. Durham moves to third. Caruso moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. Caruso moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Caruso scores. Thomas moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy juggles the ball. That's an error on Tommy. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Indians, 8, White Sox, 8. Chad Ogea now pitching. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Norton now playing first base. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Giles hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Folk now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Norton strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Fryman, and into shallow left field. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kreuter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caruso for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a line drive towards the mound. Plunk can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Plunk fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Plunk. Ordonez moves to third. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton is hit by the pitch. Paul Shuey now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Norton moves to second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kreuter hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham is hit by the pitch. Ordonez scores. Norton moves to third. Cameron moves to second. It's Indians, 9, White Sox, 9. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Caruso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Karchner now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton fields the ball and throws to Karchner covering. Safe. Ramirez moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez scores. Giles moves to second. It's 10-9, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Giles moves to third. Freeman moves to second. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. 1 out. Brian Ward now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Freeman scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 12-9, Indians. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bell moves to second. Michael Jackson now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Justice is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Justice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-9, Indians. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Giles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez moves to second. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Freeman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Freeman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Ramirez scores. 2 outs. It's 15-9, Indians. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Borders now catching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Norton hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cameron hits a pop-up towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kreuter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kreuter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.